This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. All the security planning for the RNC has passed its first test. Hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of downtown Milwaukee yesterday, just a few blocks from Fiserv Forum. At one point, protesters passed a group of Trump supporters. Both sides had words while police watched, but nothing more. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Part of the Racine Regency Mall property is now owned by the grocery store coming in. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports that Woodman's has purchased a 21-acre portion of the mall property for almost $9 million. The Janesville-based grocery chain plans to open a new store at the site with a gas station and a car wash. It's expected to open next year. It's the first phase of a $120 million mall redevelopment project. Racine's beaches were closed for contamination yesterday. The city says after the storms Sunday night, they started getting higher readings of E. coli in the waters off North Beach and Zoo Beach. A Kenosha County beach, Old Settlers and Paddock Lake, is also under a caution. Both communities regularly test water and post results online. Power problems persist for some following more storms last night. We Energies was dealing with about 400 outages in Racine and Kenosha counties this morning. Southeast Wisconsin faced a night of severe weather threats as the National Weather Service issued multiple alerts, including a flash flood warning for Kenosha County and a tornado watch for Kenosha, Racine, and Walworth counties. The weather system brought heavy rain, thunder, lightning, and strong winds to the region. A Kenosha pastor almost stole the show at the first night of the RNC. Pastor James A. Romke of the Messiah Lutheran Church delivered a Donald Trump impression before his benediction. The Reverend's performance included Trump's characteristic mannerisms and catchphrases, and he did get a good response from the crowd. There was also a big smile from the former president. Trump was attending his first public event since surviving an assassination attempt. Racine's mayor is one of 40 global mayors to take part in an upcoming leadership program. A statement says Mayor Corey Mason has been chosen to take part in the Bloomberg Harvard City Leadership Initiative. Mason says there are benefits for Racine, including new partnerships to better serve the community. There's a lot of mud and muck getting moved around in downtown Kenosha. A major dredging project led by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is going on this week in the harbor. The work will run 24/7. The harbor will remain accessible to boats, but there may be temporary delays. Boaters are being told to keep their distance from that crane and barge. It's called a no-next-of-kin funeral, and it's exactly like it sounds. To make sure someone shows up, the Racine County Veterans Service Office is asking folks to be available today in Union Grove. Military funeral honors will be provided for an Air Force veteran at the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Cemetery starting at 2. The service will take place at the South Committal Shelter. It's open to the public and all are welcome to attend and pay their respects. The protest march against the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee saw a significantly smaller crowd than expected. You can follow along with live RNC updates at civicmedia.us. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The All-Star Game tonight.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special and, you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office season might have started slow, but did achieve a big milestone this year. The Despicable Me Minions franchise passed $5 billion in global ticket sales, making it the first animated feature franchise to do so. The most recent installment, Despicable Me 4, pulled in another $135 million globally at the box office this past weekend and is still yet to open in several foreign territories. The Minions franchise now ranks as the 10th highest grossing of all time domestically. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards took place this past weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says Taylor Swift took home 3 awards: Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Concert for her Eras Tour, and Favorite Global Music Star. Young Sheldon won for Favorite Family TV Show. Barbie took the top prize for Best Movie and got a Best Actress award for Margot Robbie. Tim Chalamet won Best Actor for Wonka. Simone Biles and Travis Kelce won Favorite Sports Stars. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant."
Partly cloudy, a little cooler, but still a bit muggy today. Our high 81 this afternoon, the wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 66. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and considerably less humid, 78. By Thursday, sunny, 74. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.